This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. Finding a place to rent can be a tedious task, especially if you're not from the same town. My guest today is Ishwar Danuka. He is the chief evangelist for Binarize Me and also the founder of MyRent. And he had exactly that same problem and decided to solve it by creating an app. And so your app is called MyRent. So could you just explain to me what is MyRent all about?
So MyRent is a native application on Androids and iPhones, and we came up with this application about last month. We plan to solve this rental solution problems in Malaysia by this mobile application. So we're solving the problem for both the tenants and the landlords. We make it so much easier for tenants to look for a place. We give them all kinds of ways to filter the results based on the map, based on how far is it from your workplace, based on how far is it from the LRT station. So yeah, and we also solve the issue for the landlords. We make it so much easy for them to list the place for rent. With just a couple of steps, you can put it out on rent, on MyRent, and you can expose your listing to so many tenants.
Before I mentioned about, you know, how there's always an issue in terms of, you know, finding a place to rent, this was something that you developed because of a pain that you went through. So tell us about, you know, this pain and, you know, why you decided to create a MyRent.
Yep. So basically, my whole student life was in Sunway. I did my pre-university there, and then I did my bachelor's degree at Monash. So I was very comfortable in Sunway. But I ended up getting a job somewhere around KLCC area, and that is like a distance from Sunway. I wasn't familiar with that place. They have all sorts of different kinds of public transport, which is not in Sunway. And I wasn't very familiar with the kinds of condominiums or the way the rental works in that place. So what I did was, after I got the offer letter, I tried to look for a place which is near my workplace, which I could just access with a couple of LRT stations, right? And I was so surprised. It's so difficult. And I couldn't get this thing to work. I went on the usual websites, iBillig, iProperty, and I couldn't figure out a way that I could find a place near my workplace to rent. So what I ended up doing was, my first week at work, I made a few friends. I asked them, dude, can you please suggest me the nearest places that I could rent? This is my budget, and I need it with public transport. And yeah, so that's when I decided, I was like, okay, this thing needs to be solved. We've got to come up with a better solution. And I hope that people in the future don't have to go through the same kind of trouble. You know, it's got to be so much easier. We have the technology. Someone just had to come up with a solution, really.
Because your friends can only help you to a certain extent, right? They wouldn't know how much a property like that would cost in terms of renting a month. And
exactly,
all, right?
Yeah.
When was this? How long did you got a job in KL, so how long did it take you to then, you know, to find a place without using your app that you created after that?
Okay, so here's the thing. So my friends could only help me with the names. They could probably, a couple of times, they drove me around, showed me the apartments, but then I still had to do the most of the work. I still had to key in those apartment names into iBillig and try to look for a room, then call them. Now, here's another big problem. Most of the property listings are so outdated. They forget to update that it's available for rent or not. You try calling them, and then it's like, oh, it's not available. Some of them are not working. I mean, it could be so much better. And so, yeah, roughly you can say about 3 weeks, 3 weeks for me to find a place.
And how long did it then take you to develop the app?
So the ideation happened then. So I could say from the ideation phase until now, it's close to a year now.
And it was launched in?
On April 12th.
All right. So it's been about a month and a half now.
That's right.
All right. What were some of the challenges then when you faced of, you know, developing MyRent?
In terms of development, we didn't really face much because we've got a lot of experience in doing mobile applications. However, is one very funny thing happened was that we were relying on this thing called StackMob. It's a very big company, and we were depending on them for our backend solution. And then
what do they do?
They provide backend solutions. They do servers for you. They do the they make your back end a lot easier. And roughly 70% into development, we get the news that they've been bought over and they are shutting down their service. And that really set us back for about a couple of months. And then we had to rely on the parse. And then we ended up in Google Cloud servers. So apart from that, getting in touch with real estate agencies has been tough. Other than that, things have been great.
So how did you go about, in terms of, trying to get property developers or, even landlords to say like, hey, there's an app like this that I'm, making. Are you interested?
Yep. So we've got two channels for that. One is more towards targeting online. Mm-hmm. So we have our social media campaigns going on. We have our Facebook advertisements. We have got all kinds of Google ads. And, we are targeting all these people. And on the other hand, on the groundwork, we are giving them a call. We are meeting up with them. We are asking them for suggestions. We are saying, okay, this is what we have got. Now you tell me, what more do you want? How would we optimize it in a way that you love it? So we've been getting feedbacks. My rent is still version 1.0. We're optimizing as much as we can.
Mm. And how familiar are you with, designing and developing mobile applications? Because, some would say it's not as easy as just, clicking a few buttons on a PC and, bang, you get an app.
It started in my final year at Monash when Android was starting out. Mm. I remember it was still just Gingerbread. And I was like, this is good, I got an Android phone and I started messing around with it. I made my first application during my Monash University. That's when I got started with mobile applications. Then I ventured into iPhones, got about 8 to 10 applications in the Play Store and the App Store right now. So, working on it for quite some time now.
So apps is not really a new thing for you then?
It's not. Been in the thing for quite some time now.
Right. So what about funding the app then? Obviously developing the app is one thing, and then a lot of people say it's like, yeah, I can develop an app, but I need funds because cloud servers, I have to pay for this, I have to pay for that, the initial startup cost and all that. So how did you get around all this?
So as I told you, it started with so much of passion, this whole thing. We were more into just solving this issue, and we didn't want funding as a deal breaker or as something that's going to stop us. So we told this to ourselves, let's put whatever we have. We fund this app by ourselves. When we need to take it to the next level, when we cannot afford it anymore, we're going to look for funding. So currently, we're funding the app by ourselves.
I'm speaking to Ishwar Danuka. He's the chief evangelist for Binarize Me. And when we come back in just a moment, we'll talk about what makes MyRent unique. This is Tech Talk on BFM 89.9. Jeff Sandhu here, and this is Tech Talk. And today, I'm here with Ishwar Danuka. He's the chief evangelist for Binarize Me and also the founder of MyRent. MyRent is actually a mobile solution for those that are looking to rent a property, also to rent out a current property. So, Ishwar, what makes MyRent unique? Aren't there any similar apps already in the market? I understand, Property Guru, a big player that has to be said, they launched a mobile app recently as well.
I think the biggest defining factor of MyRent would be the user experience. The moment the user launches the app, he knows that he's going to be impressed. We believe that. In terms of similar solutions, Property Guru, today, probably a couple of months back, they came up with a mobile application. Before that, there weren't any mobile applications in Malaysia. Even if we talk about Property Guru, we're pretty different from them in the sense that Property Guru goes towards the traditional model of B2C, business to consumer, while we are targeting more towards consumer to consumer or a human to human basis, where you could be a real estate agent, you could be an individual landlord, or you could have an apartment and you just want to rent out some rooms. So we're allowing the users to put their places out to rent from the app itself, make the whole process a lot easier. It's very optimized. There's been a lot of work put in to optimize the user experience.
And talk us through the process then of, if I was a landlord, how many steps would I have to go through, in before my listing actually goes up?
All right. So basically, the whole process has been simplified to an extent that they're all just big buttons. Mm-hmm. You choose if it's a house or a room. You choose if it's an apartment or a condominium or it's an attached bungalow. You upload your pics from your phone itself. You give it a name. just give it a short summary. You choose the amenities. The amenities are provided as well. So all you've got to do is just a tick button, basically. And then you choose if you've got some gender-specific issues in the apartment, as in, does it need to be all females, mm-hmm. you know, for the safety of the tenants solely, we hope. And that's it. What we also do automatically, our servers, what they're capable of is that once you put all these details, we calculate the nearest LRTs and we display to the users automatically. So you don't even need to tell how far is it from public transport. Everything's done by ourselves.
And how long before the listing actually goes up live?
A couple of seconds. Yes.
And you know, you mentioned about, you know, there's the gender specific and all. We also see, you know, when you go out and you go to all these listing boards and you know, they not only put a gender specific, there's also a race specific as well. Do you incorporate that request?
We don't. We think we need to do our part for solving the One Malaysia thing, mm-hmm. and we do not encourage such stuff.
But you do get requests from landlords that are requesting for that kind of option?
We've got a couple of requests, and the answer has been the same.
And what if I was a tenant then? How many steps would it take me before I can, you know, manage to get a place? Like for you, it took about 3 weeks driving around, you know, going online. You know, there are countless numbers of processes that you went through without an app. So with my rent, how many steps would it take?
Okay, so let's take the best case scenario, mm-hmm. when you're right at the place. So all you need to do is just launch the app, and you get all the apartments around you. Worst case scenario, you've got tons of requests. Like you've got to set your budget. you have a specific budget. You need an aircon, so you set all these things inside your search criteria, and you can even search based on how far it is from which LRT station, or given in this radius, let's just say 5 kilometers from your workplace. So you can set all these kind of parameters to really optimize your searching results. So in terms of searching, I would say it's not about the number of steps, but more about, can you get exactly what you want? So that's what we are focusing on, and we've made the process very simple. So the users can just drag around. You know, we've put some joysticks and stuff inside to make it a very fun experience.
So where do you make the money then?
We don't make any money yet, but we've got some great features for landlords in the pipeline to really optimize their marketing efforts.
So what do you plan to do once you have, you know, this, you mentioned about the plan to go, you know, premium features, and also what would the premium features be for landlords then?
So we've got some really smart algorithms going on whenever the user is using the application. Every time the user is interacting with the app, we try to understand them. It's very similar to Google Now. If you'd know, it's an application on Android. Then we try to understand our users, and we try to match these users directly with the landlords. So with premium features, what landlords can do is they can really identify exactly the users that would be interested in their property based on the way that they're interacting with our application. So it really gives them so much of power in marketing that we believe it's going to help them a lot. So these are the premium features that are still in the pipeline.
And how long before we actually see these premium features come alive?
These features would definitely be live within this year. We've got some goals to achieve before that. We've got to have a certain amount of users, a certain amount of active users. Once we reach that, we're going to roll out the premium features.
And currently it's only for rental. Why not go into, you know, properties that are for sale as well?
That's correct, because we think that this whole rental thing is a problem by itself, and it shouldn't be confused with people buying properties. Let's just say that in a lifetime, on average, a guy would probably buy property once, but he might have to find properties to rent a few times. We do not believe in all-in-one solutions. I think if we tackle each problem by itself, we can really optimize the way the solution works. So we're really focusing on rental at the moment.
And maybe later on for sale stuff, you know, my sale or something.
Probably, yes, a different solution, so we can, you know, we can put our innovation into that as well. So that we can make it more comprehensive instead of being a part of rental. So we can have, yes, my sale. Well, that's already an application. But yeah, we'll look into that.
All right. And only in Malaysia at the moment?
My rent will always be in Malaysia. We've got Aussie rent coming up, which is going to be very localized to the Australian culture, and hopefully in the future Singapore rent as well.
And that's the plan to expand across the ASEAN region.
That's correct.
Right. And since it was launched, how has the reception been, and how are you promoting your app to the market?
We think the reception's been great because every real estate agent or landlord that we meet, we get such good feedbacks that they're like, oh, that is so cool, you know, this is something that we need. And we've got great response from potential tenants who are looking for a place because the whole process becomes so much easier for them. Mm. And we've been getting feedbacks from the landlords to optimize the app further, and we're working on them.
Mm. And promoting the app?
So we've got social media marketing going on. We've got online advertisements going on. We're calling on ground to all the real estate agencies to come and partner with us, explain to them how this app is so beneficial for you, how easy we make it for you. Just a couple of buttons, you make your listing live. Mm. Just a couple of clicks, you put it down so you don't get unnecessary calls. You don't need to expose your phone numbers. Inside the application, you can communicate with potential tenants itself, so you don't expose your WhatsApp or you don't expose your phone numbers, you don't expose your anything. All you need to do is just log in with Facebook. So we know that you're a genuine person, and the other person, if he has mutual friends, he gets more trust in you.
Hmm.
So yeah, it's so much beneficial for landlords.
Hmm.
It's so much more private.
You know, when you have landlords, personal landlords who want to promote the app compared to your property agent who might have like, you know, 5 or 6 units in that same particular apartment, how do you sort of then, you know, make it a bit more fair in terms of the amount of listings that a property agent can, you know, put on compared to, you know, the guy who just has 1 unit for rent?
That's where probably the premium features kick in, because real estate agencies would probably want to partner with us, so we give them a verified title, you know. So the tenants would probably gain more advantages in terms of real estate agents. They might get in more contacts to all those kind of household services compared to a landlord who wouldn't be interested in those kind of things.
Mm.
So it really boils down into what the real estate agent provides as a service.
Hmm.
Rather than the application itself.
Hmm. What's the goal? You mentioned about, you know, some goals that you have specifically set for MyRent. So what are these goals, and, you know, what's the target that you plan to achieve?
Yep, our ultimate goal is definitely to be the only, the biggest and the best mobile rental solution available in Malaysia for MyRent. Let's not put Aussie Rent and SG Rent in the same league right now. But yeah, once we reach a goal of about 15,000 active users, we're going to roll in the premium features. We're going to get collaborations with more real estate agents, explain to them the benefits.
Hmm. I've been speaking to Ishwar Danuka. He is the chief evangelist for Binarize Me and also the founder of MyRent. It's a mobile solution for those that are looking for a property to rent or also to rent out a current property. This has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.